Okay, very good.
Yep. We're ready. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Joseph County Board of Commissioners. It is Tuesday, April 17, 2018, 2 p.m. for a legal counsel update in the BCC conference room. President Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner Hare, Commissioner DeYoung. And our first item of business is we have the entire legal team here and draft ordinance regarding unsafe structures.
Yes, so this came at the initiation of the board through Planning Department. Augustus has toiled a lot on this, and so the board would be interested in knowing what's in it. Let's have him kind of walk you through some of the high points.
Ms. Schmelcher and I have been working to craft an unsafe structures ordinance, something that, from my understanding, the county is sorely in need of. The product that we're working on right now is about 12 pages. It's seeking to be all-encompassing, as much as we can encompass in our codes. We've taken examples from surrounding counties, as well as some municipalities, as to how to interpret what an unsafe structure is. It notes that unsafe structures will be abated as nuisances, and this is just a work in progress that we have so far.
I mean, we have to keep on going if you have more to go.
Are you
taking a pause?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah. You said this is considered to be a nuisance ordinance?
Yes.
Does it have to be named that? Because I think they're going to refer back to the 80-20 nuisance ordinance thing of some sort.
I think this is
more targeted than a blanket nuisance ordinance. I think that would be...
I have that unsafe structures will be declared to be public nuisances and having it cite to the nuisance ordinance, to a broad nuisance ordinance.
There is a state statute which says all county violations of county ordinances are a nuisance, and that's by state law. So that's what this would fall under.
Okay.
This would be a departure, some might call substantial, in that it gets the county more or less in the business of governing the safety of structures.
Isn't that our building inspector already our responsibility?
Yes.
He issues those citations permit. Basically exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So this would now make it a county level nuisance.
Yeah. We have land use elements that are state land use that we adopt into our RLDC and our comp plan. I think the enforcement element is the key component. People are really anxious when they find out that an enforcement officer has citation, condemnation authority, or that such. It needs to, I'm more interested in the channels of how the determination is made, who makes that, and at what point that determination is granted authority by the board to do so. So that's, you know, there's going to be easy criteria to establish based on any other jurisdiction's unsafe structure element. The process is key for Josephine County because we want to make sure that there's adequate oversight of a governing body that says, yes, we agree that structure is no longer safe to inhabit and has to be remediated, vacated, condemned, but that really is our job.
Is this just, I haven't read it, of course, but does this just encompass, you know, residences that you can't live here anymore? I guys got a barn that's about ready to fall over and you drive by and say that barn's going to fall over?
This is drafted to encompass not only residences but all unsafe structures. So the process that's been contrived in this draft ordinance is that a hearings officer will make the initial determination. There will be a hearing before the hearings officer, and at this point, it's still kind of a work in progress in the Board of Commissioners, at which point an appeal, and this is something that we're also still working on, is the appeals process from the board, whether it would go to circuit court, and it seems likely that it would. So there is a hearings process integrated into the draft.
I think I'm confused about whether or not we have a duplication. So there's a hearings officer and the board? Is the hearing officer assisting the board in facilitating it, or usually have one or the other?
Yes, you do. That's right. Because there's an existing hearings officer, of course, within the RLDC.
Yes.
So that is entirely appealable to the Board of County Commissioners.
So step one, hearings officer.
Yeah.
Step two, an appeal to the board, or are you saying step two would be court?
Step two is an appeal to the board, and then step three after that is circuit court. So that's at least, that's what I remember drafting.
That sounds consistent with other things that we do, and I think should be at the board's discretion, obviously, to say, you know what, this one's going to go to court. You can pass us, go straight to a court. Can we do that?
Decline to hear the appeal? Yeah, I believe there's a provision there. The 14 days.
I think that's key.
Yes.
It's toward the... It is. I understand what you're saying.
In some cases, we're gonna just say that this one's not going to be one. We're going to decide, why waste the time?
Just okay, I'll just use an example. Up in North County, the very north end of our county, Forester Dave Streeter and I went out and he showed me a place, and what do you do with it? I mean, you talk about unsafe, it's unsafe, but I mean, it's all the way along our creekside. There are so many violations, it's not even funny. What do you do with people? There are probably 6 or 7 people living in that squalor. What do you do with that?
There is a way to rehab housing like that under state law, where it's basically the 60-day notices that we're doing. We send a notice to the property owner and everybody involved that the property is a nuisance, it's going to fall down or whatever, and then you go in and fix it up for them and then put a lien on the property for the cost.
I wouldn't want you to assume that this is a fixer-upper. There's a lot of situations where there's no resurrecting this thing.
There's nothing there to fix on this particular one. I think you're absolutely right. If there's nothing to fix here.
No.
And DEQ has already been in there at one time. There's, I'm going to guess, in the hundreds, if not thousands, of tires. Mm-hmm. And I said, what are you going to do with these tires? And they said, DEQ has already been in here one time because it's next to a creek, and cleaned them all out. And this, within a year, it's right back the way it was. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, the guy's mother lives in that. And I said, okay. I said, who would do that? And I said, I don't know.
This is one element of the whole process.
It's just, but I don't know where, you know, that's why I was asking. These folks have nowhere else to go.
That's a problem.
And you know, we basically say, hey, we're going to tear down your meat house, and it's all going away. Mm-hmm. Well, they're left there with the bare dirt.
Break it out into things that we can control. This is one element. There are social services for certain things. My mind comes back to, you can be poor and destitute, but you don't have to live like, you don't have to be degrading the environment and the rest of the world because of your fiscal situation. There are people that I grew up with in the Illinois Valley who had nothing, but their places were tidy and they didn't have a negative impact on the neighborhood. So it's possible. But there's no excuse for 100,000 tires or whatever it is, 100 tires. You don't need those. That's not what we're doing here. And everybody else pays the consequences for that. So
yeah, the sad part about it is when we get involved with stuff like that, you get the personal property right people that will stand with those folks against anything we're doing in this room.
Well,
and
will
do that.
I can already see one that I would have concern with in the wording of it, and that would be whenever any door, aisle, passageway, stairway, or other means of exit is not of sufficient width or size, or is not so arranged as to provide safe or adequate means of exit in case of fire or panic. I have seen inspectors in this community, and I'm not saying which agency, that have made people move a sink a half an inch to be ADA accessible and cause thousands of dollars of extra work over such a minutia. So saying something isn't the sufficient width or size, okay, width or size for what? And is this that we're going to be nitpicking that the code now says that you have to have a 36-inch door, and I have 30-inch doors in my house, and therefore now you're condemning my house because I don't have 36-inch doors? Or, you know,
It can be abused, I think.
Correct. And for the sake of enforcement's sake, somebody would use a provision of that and saying, well, it's not sufficient width or size. Well, it was when I built
That's why this is a draft. So you have
yeah.
to go through it.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to I just
want to make sure that we have those conversations.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that I think that's part of the two-step process. You know, you'll have the buildings officer who's going to be making that initial determination, and you're going to have it, then you're going
to
have...
Well, first step, no means to cut you off, Augustus, is having clarity within the law. Because what I don't want is a building official in the field saying, it says right there inadequate, and I determine what's adequate. So if you don't make this adjustment, sure, you can appeal it to the board, but I'm telling you right now, this is what I'm going to approve and needs done. And she doesn't, and I don't, we don't want that. We want it very clearly delineated. I don't care about really little stuff like that. I'm looking at houses that are visually determinable by a non-expert from the road. What are people doing? This is not okay. You've got to figure out a better solution for this, and maybe it is that we come in here and we rehab this. There's a house in Kirby that's been falling down since I was a kid, and there are people who are living in that, and it's not okay. You know, someday the front porch fell off this last year. It's just a matter of time before the whole thing does. You know, it's still sitting in their front yard.
That isn't the way you want to live, but maybe that's the way they have to live. That's that, you know, and who...
Who makes the determination?
Who
makes
that determination?
That's the whole reason why we haven't probably had one of these before.
Yeah, that's where I...
It's really tough.
And you go to them and say, hey, you can't live in here. And they go, I have to live in here. I don't have any other place to live. And if I go in here and try to make it right, I'm tearing out all the electrical, and how far do you go?
Yeah.
The old knob and tube stuff's burned so many houses down, but I can't afford to put Romex in and a new 200 amp panel and so on and so forth.
Well, that's the debate I think we need to have, not today.
No.
But, you know, we definitely need to talk about, hey, this is a proposal. Maybe it doesn't go anywhere.
And I think we all agree that we have an issue out there, but how do you go about it? I think this is a good starting point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I will also, I'm trying to think of my legal levels. I know probable cause, reasonable suspicion, but what is reasonable cause? I saw that as the level of standard that has to be for right of entry.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that we have it very delineated that we are following somebody's search and seizure rights and that we go through that to make sure that's protected. So I just personally, I know reasonable, it's kind of, what is reasonable to someone with the same training and level of, you know, expertise kind of thing is generally the reasonable standard. But I just hadn't heard reasonable cause, or at least I don't remember that definition. So that would be a concern to just kind of throw that out there. But I would love to pore over this, print it out kind of right through, get some notes and get them back to you. And have a chance to go through that. And so it is a place to start. But just in first glance and reading through a couple of things that stood out.
Well, please don't hesitate to tear it apart and add what you guys think needs to be added and take out what you guys think needs to be taken out. I'm very open to feedback and absolutely, I mean, this is just a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a draft.
And this would just be an ordinance? You wouldn't have to take this to the voter or anything? Or...
Any ordinance in Josephine County is able to be brought back to the voter afterwards by signature collection.
Same as the other one.
If you do it right, you might get it through and you don't have to refer.
Yeah,
to
that's
voter,
what I'm saying.
That's why it's
I have
so
to look
important
at
to do it right.
Whose eyes I need to look at this through?
Every person in our county.
There's.
That's what I need to know.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So moving on to item number 2, table. Okay, item number 2, limited power of attorney for land use and development permits relating to county-owned real property for property at 1451 Fairgrounds Road. Come up forward, please. Find us a chair here somewhere.
Fairgrounds, U.S. Cellular has a tower and a little plot of property that their equipment rests on. The tower is wooden. They have approached us and they would like to put a metal tower and replace basically the wooden tower with a metal tower. In order to do that, they need city approvals, and they're going through the process, and the paperwork that we've brought in is simply the paperwork that the city needs from the property owner, allowing them to do the work they need.
Where are they at in their lease agreement?
They have asked for a new lease to replace the old lease agreement. And
the reason I ask this is I'm not so sure that's the right spot. You know, I think with what potentially could precipitate, I don't want them putting in a really nice brand new tower that in 2 years' time we ask them to move because it's right in the middle of blah, blah, blah proposed development.
Where is the tower? I don't know.
I think that now is the time to try to evaluate long-term where's the best location to put it. So before we do a granting of a power of attorney, I'd like to do some time. The liaison of the fair doesn't know where it is.
Yeah, I have no clue where it is.
It's down at the end of one of the horse barns. So if the track is an oval.
I'm going to be out there for a fair board meeting tonight, and I'll
you
just
can
go look.
You can see it from the best place to see it from is the YMCA parking lot.
Okay.
The YMCA parking lot backs up to right next to the tower.
That's
the tower's right there.
Bold stalls are down
the
by the
current tower, the current lease that the tower is under is significant. It's probably got, I don't know, another 15 years or so on it.
That's what I was going to say. The only reason they want a new lease is to, and it's not going to change the footprint. It's going to be within the existing footprint.
Right.
Correct.
So it's just.
I just want to make sure that if we could move it 10 feet distance, that might say, oh, wow, that really changes the ability to do stuff in that area. If it just were 50 feet down towards the property line closer to Hardwoods Plus or something like that, I don't know. I would like that first, number one. Otherwise,
a review.
Yeah, well, I understand. Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like there might be a meeting on Thursday, property management related, so this could potentially be something to dig further into.
I don't know the reason why that particular location was chosen to begin with, frankly. I mean,
just a little bit of context. These are the opportunities where you have to adjust it. If you put in a nice $50,000 tower, which it's going to cost, they're going to be less likely to say, no, dude, we just did that 2 years ago. Why are you asking me now?
Mm-hmm.
I should have done it. And it could be 50 feet of conduit that they're just running it more over towards the property line or something. It may not move anywhere.
We don't want to create an island something that we're thinking about in the future.
This is the
we've already got
question.
An island there, just so you know. I mean, there's equipment there. There's both a lease with U.S. Cellular, and then co-located is also Verizon. So there's two leases that would be impacted. When you're there and you take a look at it, there's two fence lines. There's a square that's at the end of the horse barn where the tower is, and then 10 to 20 feet away, there's another triangle, which is where Verizon is. So they've got equipment there. They've got all kinds of things there.
Okay.
So that would all play into if we wanted to move it.
I don't expect an answer, but it seemed to me when we were talking cell tower up, you know, by on Morgan Lane and cell towers here, there was a time that said the cell towers were okay because everything was going to go satellite within 5 years, and that was 15 years ago. And it never did happen, and we just keep getting more cell towers and more creative. Now they look like a tree, and some of them look like an oil derrick and whatever. So that's probably never ever going to happen, I'm going to assume, right? Cell towers are just going to be a if we're talking 20-year leases.
Putting in more of them, not
less. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm guessing that,
but I think they're probably getting more powerful, and they're putting them in more strategic locations. I know that the restrictions, like in Deschutes County, it can't look like a cell tower. So it's got to look like a big, fake tree. And it's not fooling anybody.
So where is it on the property?
I think it's over here.
Find the racetrack. And at the far end of the racetrack,
there's probably nothing else to do with
it. What's up on the screen?
Are you pulling it up, Wendy?
Yeah.
Wendy had it for a second.
Yeah,
we saw it. There it is.
So, the tower is here.
Oh, okay.
And there's an enclosure there, and then there's also an enclosure down from this triangle up there.
There's nothing we're going to do there.
I was just wondering if it was, you know, down close the river on something we're.
So this is
we had ideas about.
Their power for
that's always going to be there, I think. I don't see
the
reason why.
For the foreseeable future.
Triangle. Of.
And they're not immovable. Someday, if there's like some great idea, and you got the 10 lease on level bounds at least, so. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. Draining the power of attorney.
I think you're.
So if we're looking at a new lease agreement, talking about what's a competitive rate and that sort of deal, Arthur's in the room, and my objective is to probably take those south. I wish we'd have done this 8 years ago. We would have a pretty good reserve. We generate, this is real quick, $60,000, I think, is our average, our annual income off of our cell phone, cell tower leases throughout the entire county. Most of those are in our forestry jurisdiction, and that's where the revenue goes. I think that the revenue should be dedicated to improving our infrastructure with radio controls and stuff like that. We have $500,000 to $1 million of backlog maintenance that needs to be done. If we just set this dedicated trust up 8 years ago, we'd have $400,000 or $500,000 in it to do it tomorrow. It wouldn't cost us anything.
What is the lease on that?
The
new one that they, because I'm assuming you're getting ready to, they want to renew?
I don't think they've talked about.
We have talked about the rate, and we've talked about keeping it relatively the same.
Which is?
The lease rate.
We don't really talk about that.
Okay.
And we're not in executive session, and I just want to be careful.
But we will.
Good thinking.
We will.
Thank you. Okay. Belay the last.
It's a done deal.
Okay.
Yeah, they're either going to get their old lease rate or.
Pretty much how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
It's a public record.
The
new rate.
That portion, I just.
Kind of thinking, though.
Not to cut you off, sorry, sir.
No, that's fine.
There is an opportunity to change things if they're going to change about the duration of time. If they want to depreciate their $50,000 or $100,000 tower, we'll talk.
We do
have a draft lease that we've been.
Well, we're supposed to talk about this. Oh, geez.
Well, let's put it on
so
now.
We'll,
let's put it in the queue. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
So what do you want to do with this?
I don't mind granting the power of attorney.
Power of attorney.
Do you want to move it to business session or do it today?
We can do it today.
I'll have to bring back the actual. I thought it was.
We can do it on Thursday.
Commissioner Moore, are you okay with that?
Thursday.
Okay. Okay.
Should we wait to negotiate the lease before we grant the power of attorney? Is that a leverage?
If he really wants to delve into that, then
that's the time. And granted, they're moving forward. Let's talk about it next Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they may not move forward until they get that lease.
Right.
Okay.
It's all together.
Yeah.
So nothing will occur on Thursday. We're going to bring it back on Thursday.
Tuesday's fine. And that's only a week.
Bring this back next Tuesday?
All right. Lease and the power of attorney.
Yes.
Just sort of putting a package together that they can feel good about.
Yes.
Not piecemeal.
Okay. There, we got that one? All set? Clear direction?
It'll be in draft enough that we can talk about it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You guys know it right now.
Yep. Item number 3, joint marketing agreement between Washington Federal Paradise Ranch Land Development LLC and Paradise Ranch Golf and Homeowners Association.
Interesting document provided by Washington Federal. This was sent from Washington Federal to the attorney for Paradise Ranch Homeowners Association, and has to do with an idea, we'll call it, and that's about what it consists of at the moment. Of course, these two parties, not the county, these two parties are currently engaged in litigation. That litigation is scheduled to go to trial in about 2 months, I believe. And so this is something that the parties presented to each other and also to the county to see if the county wants to become involved, not as a litigant, but as potentially part of the solution to this ongoing scenario.
So I've already shared with you my opinion on a strategy to get them together. I've talked to two of the three parties, and they're receptive to the idea. They think it would be a long way forward in moving it, comparing apples and apples.
Okay.
So as much as we can implement what my proposal is and dovetail it with what they're doing.
Yeah, I would call this a base for an agreement that the county would present to the parties.
All three?
Yes, yes. We can basically start with this.
Three and a half.
Generate a document.
Copeland is not clear.
Unclear, and the county is a property owner of Paradise Ranch, too.
Yeah, but we're...
Minor.
What my role, what I would hope the county would be, is just a facilitator to get everybody to submit a very similar apples and apples comparison about evaluation and appraisal of value. And because what they tried to do before was not to the same level. Washington Federal did a very substantial job, and I don't think the other two players showed up to the same degree. And what we would like to do is have the county be that intermediary. And I think that that's maybe not the only way, but nothing else is working. Paradise Ranch has put it out for sale for $20 million for everything. Based on a 7-year-old evaluation and our properties, they don't even own and control.
Are they going to market? It says they're going to market all the remaining lots owned by whatever.
These two, Washington.
Are they going to sell them off one at a time or as a lump?
A lump.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But it's all negotiable. But I don't think that their intent is not to try to piecemeal it out
and
make 100 different owners when there's four. County, Chris Williams, Washington Federal, and Rogue River Mortgage. You don't want to.
That makes perfectly good sense to me.
You want to consolidate it.
That's
because everybody's got to either be on the same page, which they're not, and maybe never going to be, or you get one owner.
But they're talking.
Ish.
Through attorneys during litigation, yes.
A couple of the parties are meeting on Friday.
Well, what I can do and coordinate with, since Commissioner Hare is the liaison to the property management program and up to speed on this issue, I can coordinate with Commissioner Hare, try and get a document put together, and we can see what we can do on this issue.
Okay. Yeah, I think we need a one-pager agreement that just spells out, this is our role, we're not evaluating this, it's not.
Exactly.
We're just facilitating, and then you distribute what is learned to everybody to go. Okay.
Yeah, the impartial.
That's the lay of the land.
Any taxes owed on that place?
I think most of it's been paid up. It's not in the queue to be foreclosed on.
But that could be 5 years.
Well, I think it's important that we try to facilitate this.
Oh, yeah.
The second phase would be whether or not nobody's being requested to do an aggregate assessment of value. And I think that would probably be potentially our role, that we would say, okay, everybody's going to do their piece of the pie. We're going to take on the responsibility of doing an aggregate value so that, you know, based on the information that all of you are providing, and you're all providing the same Apple stuff, we do it because we hire somebody and say, okay, this is what it is. So no more of this $25 million deal, it's worth 18. Or it's worth 12.
Just as like an outside party.
Yeah.
An outside party just saying, you know, reality, this is what, and you can use that as a starting point up or down on in your negotiations or not.
It's something.
Okay, it's so you're going to work on that, bring that back to you to when?
For 8 years, we've been just staying out of it, but it's not going to go anywhere if we don't do something.
I appreciate the efforts to move it forward. And to get a resolution that would actually be beneficial to the economy of the area.
Yeah.
If there's a better idea, but I can't think of anything.
It sounds like everybody's kind of in agreement. Hey, we got to make a move on something.
Yes.
The appetite, they're ready.
Yes.
I think so. Both sides are.
All three. Yes, I think
a little bit better positioned to, and the market's right, so I think they better do something soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
When are you going to bring that back? You know, you're going to look that over and.
Well, Wally's going to have to. We're going to draft out a one pager that just says this is what it's going to look like, and I think we need to contact the whoever it is that we would choose to evaluate it, so that she tells us this is what I need from all of these people in order to get an accurate, aggregate, appropriate appraisal. Because we can't make that up. And I don't want to tell them after the fact. After they sign, yeah, we can provide you all this. I don't want to ask them again, oh, I need this. No. This is what the document says. This is what the appraisal and aggregate's going to be done on. And so that's, it's key that that
referee, striped shirt and a whistle.
There we go. Okay, that's a good point.
Real fun role, but somebody's got to do it. So it's not a marketing agreement. I think when we title this in the future, my idea would be that we're facilitating an aggregate appraisal.
It's what it's turned into.
Okay.
Sure. We started.
What they do with
is it convening or just facilitating?
Facilitating, because they're going to do their own independence, and then ours is going to be separate. And what they do with that, I mean, they may say, okay, Rogue River Mortgage, the golf course is this, the common area that Washington Federal owns is this, and they all agreed that, you know, they have to write a $2 million check to get control of it, and then it is theirs. So any one of the players should have that option. Okay.
Well, but maybe 30 days.
Roughly. 30 days?
I think that's a reasonable target time frame.
Fair.
Bring it back.
If you believe that's the next course.
Well, okay. Frankly, if they're going to go to trial in two months, I thought it was less than that. They're not going to do anything until they get a resolve on this trial. Because if Rogue River Mortgage, by judge saying, yeah, that's the common area, it was always meant to go to the homeowners, then they're not going to be paying for it. So they just got it free. You see what I'm saying?
Well, sure.
We need resolve on the
yes.
The legal side of their fight. Probably.
Before they actually do it. But so it's starting
no
the ball
hurry.
Rolling. Okay.
This will have to happen eventually because there still is another there's a separation. But it might be fewer players.
This what may be what moves them in the right direction. You guys come up with some kind of a number and
yeah.
They go, you know what? All right, let's do it. Let's get this thing over with and move on, because nobody's getting, there's no advantage to what they're doing right now. No. Okay, we all set for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is Tuesday, April 17, 2018, at 2:32 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. And the agenda items are for A, emergency management position, ORS 192.6602A, B is nuisance abatement, 2002 Denver A Drive, ORS 192.6602H, C is nuisance abatement, 150 Twilight Lane, ORS 192.6602H, and D is Josephine County and Jackson County versus Purs Marion County case. 17CV01027-ORS192.6602H. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:34 p.m.
There you go.
We are back in session at 3:09 p.m. And Leah, if you will give us a rundown of what we discussed.
For item number A, emergency management position, we will be bringing that back on Thursday. For item number...
No. We've made a decision to provide a job offer and letter of intent.
Okay.
To hire... That'll go forward. I don't mind doing it real quick.
Okay, yes, please.
We're going to revisit the agreement with the City of Grants Pass on Thursday and send that to a weekly business session and notify the city that they can pursue that. Thank you for the good work on that, Commissioner Morgan. Nuisance abatement at 2002 Demaray, we're not pursuing that one. Nuisance abatement at 150 Twilight Lane. We are suggesting that, recommending that we will send a 10-day notice and pursue action to basically take control and get the nuisance remedied, and then Josephine County and Jackson County versus Perse, nothing to say there. Endorse depositions going forward.
Wonderful.
Good work
Thank
on that.
Thank you, Mr. Herr.
That would be great.
Matters from commissioners, item number 5.
I did send you
yes.
4 emails for you to peruse.
There's been a request for the candidates forum next Thursday?
This Thursday.
Two
nights.
To potentially televise that. I don't remember what we've done in the past, but I think it is a matter of countywide concern, and that's
mm-hmm.
usually the nexus for whether or not we provide the televising.
I would support it being televised.
Yes.
Well, great. You're the liaison to IT. Do you mind reaching out to John and seeing how that can be facilitated?
If you both authorize me to
yeah,
do that, I would be happy to.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to do that.
Okay.
The 210 Tacoma lease, I think I've arrived at a recommendation to the board based on for the capital annual retainer to go into the trust for capital purposes. So we'll be seeing that soon. I kind of want that lease to move forward and not languish too much. I think there's like a placeholder element. It's just that one, how much do they need to be contributing on a monthly basis? So
yeah, I think that's a good
looking
idea.
At putting that on an agenda.
But we have an assessment of what that shape that building's in so we can get some kind of idea that
we've got an assessment
worth
of
20
the
years
roof,
or 10 or?
And that's it's good for probably 10 years. Helene's reaching out with Ryan on an assessment of the asphalt. It's got some issues.
Hmm.
I'm not sure that's 100% their responsibility. Might be a 50-50 element. Maybe we meet them in the middle on that cost, but I think it needs to be done sooner rather than later because as traffic starts using it, it's probably going to deteriorate and then cost more money if we don't fix it on the short end. I don't think they're going to be using it a whole lot in their first year, so we might have some time to figure those things out. But the other one is that I noticed there's two offices really, well, the surveyors as well. This is something that we can talk about on Thursday, but I want you thinking about whether or not we have an open door policy during the lunch hour. We have a substantial number of people that come by mostly the clerk's office, and I think as a liaison, maybe talking about that is something that she could potentially integrate into her staffing allocations for next fiscal year, or that there's a shortcoming there in our service ability to provide service by not being open during the noon hour.
When was it that the county, I would almost like a countywide versus a, well, some departments by departments. I know Committee to Corrections in the last year or so closed at, but they also in exchange stay open later till like 5:30 to accommodate after work hours.
Technically, it's at the board's discretion. We set hours.
Okay.
In cooperation with the office, especially elected officials' offices.
Yeah. But at some point in the county, they started closing at 4 o'clock. Some of them started closing on Fridays.
Well, it really came about when we went to service level 1 in 2012 and 13. That's when we really evaluated there isn't anybody left to do it. Nobody gets to take a lunch if you don't figure out, you know, the surveyor's office, for instance. There's only really one person in there. If she's eating at her desk, yeah, she can stay with them, but that's not appropriate. She has to be given, you know, a lunch hour. I just feel like it should be reevaluated, mostly for the clerk's office. HR is another important one, but it now that we're a lot of it is online, we're not as public. You know, there's not necessarily the public interaction that's necessary, but it's just something to evaluate, and this is a good time of year to be considering.
I agree with you on the clerk, because you come in here to get something during your lunch hour that's closed. That's irritating.
Well, it closes at 4. We've changed our door to open at lunch, but we still close at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So if they close at 4, be open at the lunch hour so people can actually get here during.
Yeah, and get their business done.
All right, I will speak with the clerk as far as what that would need for her budget to accommodate.
Okay.
It's all for now. There's other stuff, but none of that was legal. So sorry you had to sit through it.
Commissioner Morgan, do you have anything for matters?
Not at this time.
I don't either at this time.
Oh, I do have a...
You do?
Just a question. I attended the last drug court. graduation, and the next one is this Friday.
Yep,
I don't know.
I'm on schedule for it.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll be back from Medford. I'm going to be in Medford all morning, but I'll be back. I think it's at 1:30.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Last couple hours.
In the afternoon, I'll take that.
Thank you. All right. I don't have any.
Do we have any update on the codification project? I just see
so close to getting
right?
done with the meeting.
Know that it is never far from my mind.
I know.
As much as everything else is going on.
I have
the
almost
first thing
all
I sleep
of the response done. Almost all.
Is this the last response?
I think so. From us.
Sounds good.
I mean, until it's not. But I mean,
I
as far as I know.
Yeah, sounds good.
Are any of you guys attending the Oregon Caves Draft Preserve Management Plan public comment this afternoon from 5 to 7?
Oh.
Wild and Scenic River Study at the Lodge at Riverside Oak Room 1. I have a doctor's appointment of my exchange student that will mean I can't be there on time. I was going to go, but I don't have anyone else who can take her to the doctor, so...
No, the only thing that's really important with that plan is a fire fuels mitigating the threat of wildfire. I don't really, I mean, everything else they're going to be experts on. But when you expand the monument designation from 1,400 acres to 4,700, you just put a bigger buffer of where there's more fuel load that's not being managed in order to... It's not a matter of if, it's when that experience.
Can you make the case that you're actually putting the monument at risk?
Well, if you look around
Southern
Oregon,
it's the way to go,
where have
know?
The big fires been?
Wilderness.
Wilderness and monument designations.
It gets
I
to
mean,
that, it's going to
the
go.
Irony of wanting to preserve something, and then it's just going to, I mean, and maybe that's a natural part of, but that bark-clad chateau, it's not going to react real well
no.
to fire.
You know, and you can't get to it with a bomber
standard
or anything.
Stuff.
You're done.
Yeah, it's in the valley there.
If It'll someone be... else is able to go, I won't go late. But I just throw out there. I can't.
I don't
be
have as
time.
Good of an excuse as a doctor's appointment at 5.
No, 4:30.
Okay.
But it's an hour appointment,
good.
And it's yeah, so it's my kid.
I have a birthday. Not a very good excuse, but I think we could write a letter.
All right. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Okay.
That's a great, look at you. I should be.
Even the first half an hour and just
you
put your two cents in?
I'm a senior.
You're the guy that knows all. You just sit there and rattle off all the stuff that really needs to be
I know, I'm checking my mailbox every day for my diploma to arrive. You know, that senioritis, I totally get you.
Whatever. You just got here, kid.
I've been here. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
it starts
you.
Starts at what? 5 Oak Room? Jeez.
The Lodge Oak Room number 1 at 5, 5
yep.
to 7.
Yep.
Where's the lodge?
It's the portion of the Riverside Inn that's
that
over by the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, Commissioner Morgan.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is that it? Then we are adjourned at 3:19. Thank you very much.